I'm here today with Oscar Castañeda, who's from the agency Castillo de If in Guatemala, who won an echo, two echoes actually, for a marvelous campaign that has to do with the societal problems in that country. Welcome, Oscar, to the echo interviews.
Thank you. Thank you, Mary. What's going on? Oscar Castañeda here. Thanks for the invitation.
Oh, you're more than welcome. Thanks for being with us. Now, can you, in this particular campaign, this is a courageous campaign, can you say what were the biggest challenges or obstacles that you faced in getting your idea sold?
Mostly internally, as our team serves as the ultimate filter, ensuring only the best ideas move forward.
And who is your client and what did your client say about your
Our client names is Helps International.
And did they cooperate?
We cooperate with them about this theme. Corruption in our country is so strong. We make idea for them.
Well, it's a great idea. I love it. Everybody has seen before this interview has seen your video. Now, how did data have to do with your creativity?
The data, the numbers are immeasurable in a corrupt country like us. This drove us to push forward with innovative ideas that could make a real difference, you know?
What were the internal politics or external politics pressures? Was anybody afraid of getting reprisals from this campaign?
The pressure from people tired of corruption pushed everything forward, and results were better than we expect. Yeah,
there were fabulous results from what we can see in your video. Now,
because people, you know, the people are tired. The corruption is every day, everywhere, and the better data that we need is not just in the technologies, you know, is in the people. The people is tired. The data is incredible, because you don't need to read newspapers. You don't need to read anything. All just live here and you know.
Okay. Well, it's not just Guatemala, let me say, but unfortunately, for most of the countries in the world. Now, this campaign is a groundbreaker. How do you think it reflects a shift in the broader marketing landscape? And how about the lessons that we learned and how people reacted to it?
Well, I thought that the people makes a difference, because our idea is just started for the people, and the results are immeasurable, because we connect with the people with different platforms and a little budget, and we connect with the people in another moment with they don't think about it corruption. We connect with them with they are looking for traveling, for go out from Guatemala. And that's the difference about our idea. Helps International makes this amazing, you know.
Well, and you're leading into my next question that has to do with new technology. This campaign absolutely was based on the use of fairly recent technology as the platforms on which it was served. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, well, we use platforms, the travel platforms like Booking, like different platforms, and we create a real tour, but the tour is real. You know, if you try to do the tour exists in our country, but we make a parody. You know, it's different, but it's real. We don't have budget, because Nobody wants to work for that, because the corruption is in all country, and nobody wants to say anything. And if nobody wants to say anything, you don't have budget. But Helps International makes the difference with us, with a little budget. But
okay, and if you could have gotten more funds, is some sort of a great idea that you would have done in addition to what you did?
Yeah, when you don't have budget, it's more fun, because the credit has to be greater. And I thought, and let me say that, because a big idea don't depend about budget. The results don't depend about budget, depends about an idea. If great idea, great results.
That's a great insight. We've seen the way that you measured success, and that's in the video, but you had lots of clicks and lots of signatures of people who were interested.
Yeah, because more money, more clicks.
What is the one thing about this campaign that you're most proud of?
The recognition for the people is great. It's better, like better trophies and awards, you know. It's the recognition for the people.
Okay, so that's one of the ways to measure the success. What's your secret to winning awards?
Patience. When you feel something, you have to externally.
And do you think awards are important?
Yeah, the awards always being important, but not just the awards. You have to feel the words.
And now one sort of a broad sort of question, because we've actually touched on some of the other things that I was going to ask you about, but this is a good one. What do you think is the future of marketing and marketing communications over the next 5, 10, or 20 years? Because everything has changed very much in the last 20 years, but my opinion is that we're just at the beginning. Where do you think we're going?
Yeah, well, the communication always is changing, always. But the ideas always was the way, and was, is, and will the way to get a different results. But the results always wasn't, it's going to depend about idea. It doesn't matter how many years come to here. No.
Doesn't depend on the data. It doesn't depend on the technology. It depends.
It depends.
Idea.
But the idea is the heart of the message. If you have a message, you have a heart, you have results. And that's the way.
Okay, I love it. I think that you've got everything clear. That the data and the technology are vehicles for expanding your idea. Yeah,
expanding. It is expanding, but you need a heart, a message.
The heart.
And you need, and maybe in another, in 10 years more, 20 years more, we have new vehicles to expanding, amplifying our ideas. But you always need ideas. And 40 years ago, you need idea, and maybe in later, you know.
Great. Well, I love it. I love your answers. I think that you're a great source of knowledge for all of us. So I thank you. Was there anything you'd like to add at the end of the interview?
Thank you so much for inviting me.
Okay.